good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure from CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. Today, I am speaking with Anne Stairs, who is a member of the Pawton Valley Church, and she is going to be speaking to us about an event that the church is going to be organizing for the Red Cross and benefit of the Ukraine. So thank you so much, Anne, for being here with us today. I'm really appreciated.
You're welcome.
So tell us a little bit about this event that you're organizing. So it's being organized by the church. And so when did this become an idea, or what kind of initiated this event?
Well, a few weeks ago, I threw out the idea that we should do something for the Ukraine. All of us have been so impacted by what we see going on, and there's a feeling of helplessness. And we realized the Red Cross was able to work in the Ukraine, and we kept seeing them on news bits. So we thought, well, let's do a fundraiser. And we're lucky that in our congregation, we have a family that does meshwi all the time, and they're well known in the area. So it wasn't super hard for us to organize.
Oh, great. And you kind of touched on why you thought it was important. You're seeing these news bits pop up about what the Red Cross was doing in the Ukraine. But what kind of pushed the church to do its part and to kind of take on this organization? It's not always something that's easy. So please tell me a little bit more about that and kind of, yeah, why did you think it was important to do that?
Well, I think part of our mission is to work locally, and we give donations to local causes. But this one was global, and I've been in this area a long time, and there is a big Ukrainian and Polish community in our area. And apart from that, you know, we've all been impacted by the pandemic and fighting that. And then it just seemed unbelievable that a real war would break out. And I think we just all feel for the issues of freedom and democracy and safety that these people are experiencing, and just wanted to do something.
You were mentioning how, like, you were witnessing the Red Cross, you know, and what they were doing on the ground. How do you think this event will benefit them, and in what ways?
Well, I think we hope that we can raise a good chunk of money for people who are immigrants who have crossed the border, perhaps, but also directly in the Ukraine. Because, like, if you look at a city like Mariupol that's been so bombed out, they have no food, they have no services, they have no, you know, medical care. And so we're hoping that it could provide relief in any of these situations.
Okay. And you were mentioning how you're hoping to raise a certain amount of money to, you know, to kind of help them in their initiatives. And so do you have a specific goal for this event?
Well, we're prepared to serve 500 meals.
Oh, wow.
And the church is covering the cost of all the food. So anything that's ticket sales and any donations on top of that will go directly to Red Cross. And we're going to have a representative from the Red Cross there that evening, and we'll just count the money, write a check, and they'll take the money immediately.
Oh, so, wow, that's great. I didn't know that all the food and everything was being covered. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you as well, because people might not be aware of this event. If people want to buy tickets, how can they go about that?
Well, it's you just have to show up, and it's a takeout. So we're organizing it as a takeout, and people who have mobility issues, we could serve them in their car. Like, normally you'll just come into the church, buy a ticket for one of the three meals that you want, either poutine, meshwi poutine, or just the meshwi dinner, and then you'll just walk through to the hall, pick up your food, and leave. I think that's the securest way, although if you had wanted to sit down, we could probably provide it, but it's not set up for that. So it's really a takeout situation. But people who do have mobility issues, we could serve as well.
Okay, great. Yeah. And so if those people who can't actually travel there or don't have any transport, do they just reach out to the church?
In the past, we've done delivery options. And so we have some members. You could call the church. We have a website, and our main contact people, their numbers are listed there. So if you're somebody who wants a takeout but needs delivery, we could provide that. We have lots of volunteers.
And you kind of touched on it already. What can people expect when they arrive? You're saying it's takeout, so it's just almost like a drive-through type of event?
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought it would be cool to have it as a drive-through, but actually, you do have to park. You have to come in the front door of the church. You buy a ticket. You walk down through to the hall. There's an adjoining door. You're served there. There's a poutine station outside if that's part of what you're ordering, and you pick up your drink and your whole meal and then walk right back out to your car.
Okay, so it's very easy and very convenient for everyone.
Yes, yes. Okay. And so hopefully we can keep things moving, yeah.
Awesome. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that would be important for the community to know, either about the event or about what's going on in the Ukraine or about the Red Cross, but please feel free to mention anything that you think.
Well, we can't give tax receipts because we are giving value. Like, we are providing a meal. So if people want to donate to the Red Cross with a tax receipt, they should just go online and do that, because that evening we can't issue tax receipts because we are giving a meal. But the meal providers are the people who did a canteen in Abercorn last summer, and that was fairly popular. They did meshui every weekend. And so they're a known group. It's Jason and Lynn Bedard, and they do lots of, they're pretty well known in the area. So it's a good value.
Yeah, so they were, they hopped on board right
away. Yeah, that's right. They're super, super willing people.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event, and I really hope that you meet your goal. And thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.